What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve Adead. I'm Steve McIntosh. Rose Hill couple arrested for killing their adopted daughter. We have the story.
Trump tariffs on Canada and Mexico put on hold. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
The adopted parents of a Rose Hill girl have been arrested in connection with her death. The remains of Kennedy Jean Schroer were found in the backyard of the family's home in September, but authorities believe she died in November of 2020 at the age of 6. Monday, Rose Hill Police Chief Taylor Parler announced the arrest of 50-year-old Christina and 53-year-old Joseph Schroer. Each faces multiple charges. The charges against Christina Schroer include first-degree murder.
Canada and Mexico agree to ramp up border security efforts to the United States. This in response to President Trump's proposed 25% tariffs on imports from both countries. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt tells Fox's Hannity that Canada and Mexico's alleged inaction on controlling migration and drug flow into the U.S. forced Trump's hand.
Those were retaliatory tariffs for the last 4 years of treatment by Canada and Mexico of our nation. They have allowed an unprecedented wave of illegal deadly drugs and illegal criminals on our territorial borders. And President Trump said enough is enough.
The proposed tariffs will be paused for a month. The agreements with Canada and Mexico don't affect the president's 10% tariff on imports from China, who he blames for an influx of fentanyl flowing into the United States.
China hits back with big tariffs on American goods.
These new tariffs are due to come into force next Monday. 15% on American coal and liquefied natural gas, 10% on crude oil, agricultural machinery, and large-engined cars. Beijing's responding to President Donald Trump's decision to implement a 25% additional tariff on imports from China. The Chinese Finance Ministry saying the American tariff seriously violates the rules of the World Trade Organization. China's also announced an investigation into Google for allegedly violating antitrust laws. Google's been blocked in China since 2010. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Recovery efforts continue after the collision between an American Airlines flight and an Army helicopter that killed all 67 people involved, the deadliest airline crash in years. That passenger flight was en route from Wichita to Washington, D.C. Fox's Alexandria Hoff is at Reagan National Airport.
Monday, fuselage and wing sections were brought up by huge cranes, revealing more victims' remains. When the salvage operation continues, Army Corps of Engineers Colonel Francis Parra said the goal,
based on the reduced timeline and the environmental conditions, is the cockpit, and we equally think we're going to be successful.
The main priority remains the recovery of all 67 people that died on the plane and the military helicopter in order to bring closure to their families. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The NTSB is investigating whether the crash was caused by human or mechanical error. It's reported that the air traffic controllers were short-staffed the night of the crash.
Mayor Lily Wu of Wichita urges Wichitans to support each other after that crash. Wu says many Wichitans knew someone killed in the crash.
Reminded of the fragility of life, and then reminded that we're all interconnected in some way. So continue to support one another and really come together. I think that this is a great reminder that there are families that truly are in a lot of pain right now.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We are 5 days out from the Super Bowl media day yesterday, so we'll get a recap on some of that coming up in sports.
The Senate takes the next step in confirming two of President Trump's most contentious nominees. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock, 27 degrees. The Department of Justice has formed a multi-agency task force to fight anti-Semitism in schools and universities. Well, the Education Department announced it was investigating 5 universities for alleged anti-Semitic harassment. The task force follows an executive order from President Donald Trump, in which he warned resident aliens who joined in pro-jihadist protests that they would be deported, referring to pro-Palestinian protests on U.S. college campuses.
President Trump says the United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, should be shut down. He's in agreement with his head of DOGE, Elon Musk.
Texas Republican Congressman Pete Sessions told the Fox News Rundown podcast they need to understand more about President Trump's thinking here because USAID can, he said, be a valuable tool.
But I don't think we should confuse its existence with the way that it's running today.
Which, he says, has been politicized. Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen said the president cannot unilaterally shut down USAID. He was joined by other Democrats on Capitol Hill.
It's not only a gift to our adversaries, but trying to shut down the Agency for International Development by executive order is plain illegal.
He accused Elon Musk of being in the pocket of the Chinese. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Senate takes the next step in confirming 2 of President Trump's most contentious nominees.
The Senate Intelligence Committee will vote on Director of National Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard, while the Senate Finance Committee will vote on Advancing Health and Human Services nominee Robert Kennedy Jr. Both will need to advance out of committee in order for their nomination to be voted on before the full Senate. Gabbard and Kennedy are former Democrats, but that has yet to land either nominee with support from their old party, with just 1 more Republican compared to Democrats on each committee, losing just 1 vote from any committee Republican. Without help from Democrats would put each nomination in jeopardy. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Is New Jersey's governor harboring an illegal immigrant? Well, it might depend on your viewpoint.
To hear Governor Phil Murphy tell it, the answer is yes. After saying he'd given a migrant an apartment over his garage and taunting federal agents to try and get her. But now one of his aides is walking back that assertion, telling the New York Post that Murphy had misinterpreted and that he was referring to a legal resident and that no one's ever lived in the house. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area. Well, as traffic volumes are picking up, not seeing it causing any huge slowdowns out there. We do have crews responding to the report of fire. This is 2400 block of West Irving Street. It's pretty close to Meridian and just south of Kellogg. That's the area that crews are responding in. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. It's a little cooler this morning than yesterday.
Yeah, and that's going to be the story as we go through the day, in addition to possibly seeing some moisture develop. Now, should that happen, we'll need to watch out for the potential of seeing some drizzle and possibly even seeing some freezing drizzle over the next 24 hours. So let's just all make sure that we're keeping a close eye on the forecast, driving, traveling accordingly. And you're definitely going to want to allow yourselves at least a few extra minutes just in case you do happen to run into a couple of slick spots. So we're only going to get up to 40 degrees today. A lot more cloud cover, too. That chance for drizzle today only stands at 10%, but then we're going to bump that up to 20% during the night. 33 degrees is going to be the low in Wichita, but since we're going to be close to that freezing mark of 32, surrounding counties and cities, depending on exactly what they dip down to late tonight into Wednesday morning, that's why you'll need to make sure that you're just using extra caution on our roads, especially on bridges and overpasses. Should some slick spots develop late tonight, tomorrow morning, those will be the first areas that see that happen. We'll gradually see some warmer air work its way over us through the day tomorrow, getting up above freezing with a high of 48 degrees, not as cold as today. And it looks like temperatures are going to kind of be pretty steady, safe to say, around the upper 40s and lower 50s all the way through Saturday. Day. Mainly dry through this upcoming weekend. Some slightly colder air starts to work its way back in again. 42 the high on Sunday. And then early next week, also a high of 42 with a mainly cloudy sky. Next Tuesday, week from now, chilly high of 39. Right now, 27 degrees. There has been a little bit of mist, a little bit of fog that's developed that could result in a slick spot or two should that happen. Again, those elevated surfaces, that's where we need to be using extra caution even early this morning. There's also a north breeze at 15 miles an hour, making it feel like 15 degrees right now.
All right. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Trackers Forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Steve and Ted of the Morning here on KNSS. And I've got to see with this green coffee cup here, Ted?
Yes,
what
I
do you
sure
think's
do.
In that right there? Prairie Fire coffee.
Oh, that's
what else?
Oh, of course.
Okay. It's what we drink around here. We had a partly cloudy, breezy day across South Central Kansas Monday. High temperature was 63 yesterday, normal high 46. And you were telling me, you tell us that we cooled off pretty in what, earlier, late afternoon?
Early afternoon, yeah. They kept saying, oh, it's going to get up to 70. Once we got up to 63, and then the next time I looked, it was down to 59. I was like, ooh, I don't think we're getting up to 70 today.
Not going
to
make it
north
today.
Winds start gusting around.
Today is February 4th, and it was on this date in 2004. Facebook had its beginnings as Harvard's student Mark Zuckerberg launched the Facebook. That was in 2004.
It's only been around for 21 years.
Yeah. Birthdays today, former Vice President Dan Quayle, 78 years old today.
Oh, my.
A retired politician who served as the 44th Vice President of the United States from 1989 to 1993 under President George H.W. Bush. And I was kind of looking at what he's been doing. He had done a whole lot since he's been gone. He's been on a couple of committees, things like that. But it looks like he might be playing a lot of golf. I'm not sure. Dan Quayle, 78
U.S. Senator from Indiana.
From Indiana. Let's see here. Oh, we're talking about homemade soup day a while ago. Is chili a soup? And we had that debate. That we want to talk about some of the food that's available for Super Bowls and what the favorites are. And I've got the top 10 list.
Oh,
of the favorite foods for Super Bowls, for the I guess for parties or whatever.
I noticed when I went to the store yesterday, they were really showcasing a lot of chips and dips.
Chips and dip.
You can't walk 5 feet without seeing some kind of chips or dip display.
They're on the list. Number 10 on our list of 10 was cupcakes and cookies. That's the last one on the list. Number 9, meatballs with toothpicks.
Love that.
Yeah.
Can't argue with that.
Number 8, chili. That's what I'm having for lunch today.
There you go.
Number 7, pigs in a blanket.
What?
Yeah, I don't see that very often.
I've never been to a Super Bowl party where that was served.
How about number 6, loaded potato skins?
Now you're talking.
Yum, yum. Go. Number 5, sliders. I presume that means a greasy hamburger slider. Number 4, nachos. Number 3, chips and dip. You get a favorite dip, by the way?
I'm not much of a dip guy.
You kind of like the onion, and sour cream and chives. Oh, anyway. And number 2, pizza. There you go.
Who doesn't like pizza?
Number 2. Number 1 is wings. Wings were designed to be had during sporting events, and there you are. They are the favorite Super Bowl food. Okay? Scientific research brought that to you. That's funny.
I'd be the guy standing over by the meatballs.
Yeah, the meatballs.
That would be my ideal. What about bacon-wrapped Little Smokies? What about that?
I didn't have that on
the
list.
Why isn't that in the top 10?
Yeah. Most folks probably can't afford all that bacon, so. 716, Steve and Ted, Super Bowl just not too long from now, and Ted's here this morning, bringing us up to date on all the sports with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Yes, sir. The Super Bowl is 5 days away. Coming up on Sunday, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles in New Orleans. And, of course, we'll have that game right here on KNSS. Yesterday's silliness included media day.
Does it feel different? Does it feel fresh? What's it feel like to know that you're back here at the biggest stage yet again?
Yeah, I'll enjoy it every single time. These moments are special, and to get to do it with our teammates, it's a lot of fun. And so it's always a great moment being out here on Super Bowl Media Night.
Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, the only player to win Super Bowl MVP 3 times before the age of 30. On Fox Sports 1 last night with Peter Schrager in New Orleans.
You know, more than anything, I think about the legacy of this football team and how special this football team is in Kansas City. And whenever I leave here, I want people to know about how this run went and the people that were on my team and how we did it.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes with Fox Sports at Super Bowl opening night in New Orleans. The Chiefs remain a 1.5-point favorite over the Eagles in Sunday Super Bowl 59 on Fox. I'm Jared Max.
Of course, you can hear the Super Bowl live right here on your radio Wichita home of the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. We'll have the Chiefs pregame show, and we'll go into national coverage of the game, and then we'll come out with the Chiefs postgame show on the Chiefs Radio Network. So it'll be a big Super Bowl Sunday as the Chiefs go for three in a row. Make sure you're listening here on KNSS. All right, let's go over to college men's basketball. Last night, what a game in Lawrence. 16th-ranked Kansas hosting 8th-ranked Iowa State. Ooh, the Jayhawks got a huge win at home, beat the Cyclones 69-52. So the Jayhawks lost by 17 points on the road at Iowa State a few weeks ago. Then they beat them by 17 in Lawrence. Each team got big wins at home.
Turnaround
the season, yeah. 52 points by the Cyclones last night. Lowest points allowed by KU defense against a top 10 team in 43 years.
Finally played a little defense.
They were locked in yesterday. And you got the guarantee. The game was in Allen Fieldhouse on ESPN Big Monday. Bill Self coaching the Jayhawks. You get those three put together, it's a certainty. Bill Self is 38-0 on home games on ESPN Big Monday. Jayhawks. KU is now 16-6 on the season as a Zeke Mayo. Had 17 points to lead the Jayhawks. We got Shocker basketball tonight. Shockers are on the road at Charlotte, the only team they have beaten this season in conference play. Shockers beat Charlotte by 9 points in Wichita a couple of weeks ago. Tonight, the rematch on the road as the Shockers are trying to snap 5 straight losses on the road. Here's Shocker head coach Paul Mills.
We just got to be really mindful about the things that we're doing, and it's, you know, whether it's at Memphis, whether it's East Carolina here, whether it's at Temple, whether it's tonight, you can see that we're competitive with all these teams. We just have to find a way to make these plays down the stretch.
Shockers are a 2.5-point favorite on the road tonight at Charlotte. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull begin their pregame coverage at 5 p.m. Shocker game will tip off at 6 o'clock this evening in North Carolina. Listen live on 103.7 KEYN. Kansas State men are on the road tonight. Late night at Arizona State. First visit to Tempe for the Wildcats in 44 years. K-State is a 1.5-point underdog, despite the fact that Arizona State has lost 4 straight home games. And K-State has won 3 straight overall. But K-State's an underdog. See how that plays out. Live coverage of K-State men's basketball at 8 o'clock tonight. The game will tip off at 9 p.m. on your radio home of the Wildcats, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Pro basketball in the NBA yesterday. The Denver Nuggets win at home, beat the New Orleans Pelicans 125-113. The starting lineup for the Nuggets, former Kansas Jayhawk Christian Brown with 11 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists. The Nuggets have won 3 in a row. They're in the number 4 spot in the Western Conference. The New York Knicks win on home court in Madison Square Garden, beat the Houston Rockets 124-118. Coming off the bench for the Knicks, former Wichita State Shocker Landry Shamet. He played 6 minutes, got 1 offensive rebound. The Knicks have won 6 of their last 7. They're in the number 3 spot in the Eastern Conference. And a happy birthday today to former Kansas City Chiefs kicker Todd Peterson. Is 55 today. Kicked for the Chiefs for 2 years. He made 27 field goals for the Chiefs back in the 2001 season. Part of his 12-year career in the NFL. Kicker Todd Peterson, the former Chief. It's his birthday. He's 55 today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
7:21 now. Keep it here for House Call for Health. Americans are set to celebrate the Super Bowl with a buffet of All-American classics. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on this Tuesday morning. 27 degrees. The task is slow and solemn on the Potomac River, but progress is reported as the wreckage of a passenger plane is brought to the surface.
Monday, fuselage and wing sections were brought up by huge cranes, revealing more victims' remains. When the salvage operation continues, Army Corps of Engineers Colonel Francis Paris said the goal,
based on the reduced timeline and the environmental conditions, is the cockpit, and we equally think we're going to be successful.
The main priority remains the recovery of all 67 people that died on the plane and the military helicopter in order to bring closure to their families. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Fire heavily damaging a house in southeast Wichita early today. Just before 1 in the morning, firefighters were called to the 3600 block of East Sunnybrook, finding a structure fully involved with smoke and flames. A few minutes later, firefighters were ordered into a defensive mode. No injuries reported. Investigators were called to the scene.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will discuss negotiating fees for leases owned by the city in Old Town. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News she would like to learn more about leases in general.
If you own a property, if you are a tenant in a property anywhere in the city of Wichita, tell me how much your per square footage is. What does that cover? I'd like to hear more from community residents. What is fair?
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show on KNSS.
United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement made a number of arrests during the weekend, including individuals convicted of murder, robbery, and domestic violence.
Data shared with Fox News Digital reveals more than 700 migrants in the U.S. illegally were taken into ICE custody on Saturday and Sunday, including 500 with convictions or charges. Agents in Texas arresting two Honduran nationals, officials say, were convicted of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. In Phoenix, officials arresting a Mexican national with a murder conviction. In Detroit, ICE nabbing a Colombian national with a conviction for domestic violence and cocaine possession. And in Los Angeles, agents arresting nine nationals from Romania and France. One, officials say, was arrested in Romania for murder. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Several small businesses around Oklahoma City closed Monday as part of a protest against President Donald Trump's mass deportations. Fox's David Chesanoff reports.
Have more compassion for us immigrants, just like the natives had compassion for their people.
Maria Amezquita says Los Primos Auto Glass and Window Tint closed Monday to challenge state and federal leaders.
Have a day without immigrants and see how they can see the difference.
According to the receptionist, her business relies on immigrants to get by.
Clients, our people, like, they're all immigrants.
It's not just Los Primos that's closed. Other businesses are closed around town as well. So several businesses closed for the protest, but I'm told they will reopen tomorrow. Some good news there.
The protests were named A Day Without Immigrants. Many small businesses posted signs explaining why they were closed in the Oklahoma City area. Now look at the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
More clouds have moved in. Colder air, too, only getting up to a high of 40 degrees today, and got to bundle up for a bitter breeze early this morning. 10% chance of drizzle. That's mainly going to be late in the day. Could switch over to a little bit of freezing drizzle late tonight. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now cloudy sky, 27 degrees. We have a north wind gusting to about 26 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:33, Steve and Ted of the Morning on KNSS, and it's that time of the day, time of the week, when we check in with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. Good morning, sir.
Steve and Ted, good morning. Good to be with you.
Yeah, we are.
Hello.
Super Bowl week. You got any predictions for us? I know you know a lot about sports.
Well, I think we see a three-peat. I think we see what has not been done before. I think Mahomes, Kelsey, I think Coach Reed, I think these guys have championship DNA. They find ways to win, even when it's ugly. They find ways to win, and that's what championship teams do, and I think we're going to see it. I hope, anyhow. It'll be a great party for Chiefs fans. And after all the turmoil Chiefs fans experienced for a few decades, it sure is good to be on top of the mountain now, and I think we'll see a good game and another Chief victory here on Monday.
Yeah, they're saying 22 million people are going to miss work on Monday because of this. I hope you're not on that 22 million list.
Not at the county. See, we'll be there. We'll all be there. We are determined to serve the community. Win or lose, Chiefs fans will be there to serve Sedgwick County Monday morning.
Good.
Tuesday morning,
good.
Sorry.
Glad to hear that. All right, so what's going on at the county? We got a meeting this week.
We do. Got a meeting tomorrow. Did you know the first Thursday in every February is National Optimist Day? And we're going to have a proclamation on from the Optimist Club. We have several Optimist Clubs here throughout Wichita Sedgwick County area. They're going to come. We're going to have a proclamation for National Optimist Day. I think that's a good thing. Could use a little optimism in our life. We have the Metropolitan Area Builders and Construction Department. They're going to come in and give some updates to the Unified Building and Trades Code. I thought some of this has to do with how do we deal with the safe operation of electric vehicle charging stations? So, you know, when you, as technologies begin to change and as our world begins to change and modernize, we've also got to update codes from time to time, and that'll be an example of that. And one of the big things that's on this agenda tomorrow is something that's very personal to me, something we've been working on for the better part of 2.5 years, and has to deal with the 29th and Grove contamination issue. The county is going to entertain through a MOA tomorrow a local contribution of $125,000 to help match some funds that the city of Wichita has provided, that some local organizations will be providing, and the state of Kansas will be providing to help with testing for those that have been impacted in the 29th and Grove contamination area. That'll be on the agenda tomorrow. It will be a robust discussion, and I'm really encouraged and hopeful we can move it forward.
We talk about an area like that where, I'm not going to get too technical because I don't understand all of it, but if the groundwater has been polluted, is there anything being done to alleviate the situation, wells dug or anything like that?
Yeah, great question. KDHE takes the lead on that in regards to remediation. And there have been remediation wells that have been dug, and the water has been treated. Now, keep in mind a couple of things that are really important. First of all, this spill happened at some point in the late 70s, early 80s. And we don't know if it was one large spill or if this was a series of spills that took place at what's now the Union Pacific Railroad, that rail yard over there just north of 29th and Grove. So we didn't determine, or the city of Wichita didn't find this until they were doing construction on East 21st Street in the mid-90s. So we're 40-plus years of this issue, and a lot of individuals in that community simply had no idea. I know from the county had no idea the spill had taken place and the remediation efforts. The city council member, Brandon Johnson, and his predecessor, LaVonta Williams, they had no idea. So there's some real issues in regards to communication and collaboration between those that are involved in the local government and the state government. And so we're going to help shore that up. That's really stage two of the conversation. Stage one is about, hey, how do we make sure that not only is remediation happening of the water and the poison that's beneath the feet of the people that live in this area, but how do we make sure that those that want to test, they have concerns or fears about their health, how do we make sure that they can have some testing to make sure their health outcomes are heading in the right direction? So that's part of the conversation. The water contamination issue, the water supply issue, the water innovation issues, they should be top of mind for people in this community, and I know they are for me, so we're going to keep pushing this conversation and look to modernize our approach here in Sedgwick County.
Does the railroad get held liable for the costs of all the effects of this?
Yeah, it's a great question. Well, KDHE has entered into an agreement for remediation with Union Pacific. And obviously in any of these contracts, when they enter into remediation, Union Pacific Railroad will have some liability in regards to the funding of remediation. But the bulk of that falls on the state taxpayers. Mm. And there's also what we call indemnification clauses in that they're indemnified for future liabilities. So this is also part of the discussion is I just believe that those that are responsible for contamination of something is core to our viability as a community, as water, I think that they should be held liable, not just for the remediation piece of it, but for the restoration piece of this. And I will tell you that the local representatives for Union Pacific who did not do this, and what most people don't realize is Union Pacific didn't even own this railroad and this rail yard when this spill happened. So they're not actually, they weren't the violators that created the spill, but they own the railroad now and they own the rail yard now. And we have had good conversations with them, but I just think the entire ecosystem around this discussion of water contamination, you know, there's over 220 active contamination sites in Sedgwick County. And I think that whole ecosystem, the whole discussion needs to change. And we've really got to take this up to a level of collaboration that we just simply don't have right now. And I'm going to make this a big focus. I know Commissioner Jim Howell is the same way. He's very passionate about this topic as well, because we see the breakdown, we see the gaps, and we've got to work to shore up these gaps to make sure people can trust the water sources that are beneath their feet.
How big an area are we talking about? How many square blocks do we know?
Yeah, it's about a 3-mile plume. Okay. So this thing over a period of time, now remember, 40 years
right. Is
water, and this, the way the tectonic plates, not to get too technical here, but the way the plates work underneath our feet is water, groundwater will flow from the northwest to the southeast. It's the way it flows. So anything that happens northwest of you underground, any sort of contamination will start to flow southeast. And we've seen this plume over 40 years spread to a 3-mile radius. So it's a significant plume. It's not even the biggest plume in our community, frankly. The one in West Wichita is even bigger. There are other things that are happening right now that we are becoming aware of as we attune ourselves to this discussion about contamination that I'm just not pleased. I'm not comfortable with where we stand on these issues, and I want to make sure that we're still pressing forward and making sure the community's in the loop on these discussions. I think that's the biggest factor in it all, is making sure that the taxpayers and the citizens of this community are aware of the water issues.
Very good. Anything else this morning as we prepare for what's your favorite Super Bowl snack then, Ryan?
No, it's chili. It's got to be chili. And I've done something different in chili the last few years. My wife makes a meaty, real beefy chili. Mm. I started adding sour cream and jalapenos to my chili. I'm living on the edge, and it's completely revolutionized the way I handle chili now. But that, it's all chili for us. We'll have all kinds of dips, and kids will eat some nasty old hot dogs. And I can't even look at it. I was spending a few years in the minor leagues when you make no money and they bring all the old hot dogs down from the concession stands to the clubhouse, and that's what you live on in A-ball. I can't even look at a hot dog anymore. So they'll eat the hot dogs, I'll eat the chili.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, sir. We'll check with you on next Tuesday morning right here. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. Our once-a-week talk with him this morning. Talking a lot about water and pollution today. 7:41, Steve and Ted coming up the Wichita Business Journal update. Former Sedgwick County Commissioner Sarah Lopez takes a new job. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS. 7:46 now on this Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Rose Hill couple arrested in death of their adopted daughter 5 years ago.
Two.
Top U.S. officials and added military presence on U.S. southern border.
One.
Trump puts tariffs on Canada and Mexico on a 30-day hold. 10% tariff on China imports still in place. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Heaviest traffic and slowest moving that I'm seeing right now is on northbound K-15, and it's between 47th and 55th Street South. Again, that's some really slow moving and heavy traffic there on K-15 between 47th and 55th northbound. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Cloudy and cooler today with a high of 36 degrees. That's after yesterday's high of 63. We have a slight chance for drizzle tonight, the overnight low 33. Then on Wednesday, partly sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high back up to 52 degrees. Now we have a cloudy sky, a north wind gusting to 26 miles per hour. 27 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Tariff talk had an impact on Wall Street to begin the trading week.
A volatile trading session with the major averages ending lower but pairing from earlier bigger losses following news that President Trump delayed new tariffs on Mexico for a month to allow for negotiations. However, tariffs on Canada and China are still on the table for now. Tech was the worst performer with Apple, Tesla, and Nvidia leading the charge while healthcare and consumer staples advanced. Shares of Tesla fell 5%. The EV maker assembles all of its vehicles for the U.S. market in the country, but 15% of the parts for the Model Y are sold in the U.S. but come from Mexico. The Dow falling 123 points, the Nasdaq lower by 235, S&P 500 down 46. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
The Senate has confirmed fossil fuel executive Chris Wright to serve as energy secretary, a key post to promote President Donald Trump's efforts to achieve U.S. energy dominance in the global market. Wright, CEO of Denver-based Liberty Energy, has been one of the industry's loudest voices against efforts to fight climate change.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Sarah Lopez has started a new job after finishing her one term on the Sedgwick County Commission last month. Lopez, who had a background in IT in the healthcare field before serving as a commissioner during the last 4 years, started yesterday as the new director of donor relations at Wichita nonprofit Humankind Ministries. Lopez said it felt like a good fit to help move their initiatives and mission forward. Humankind provides shelter and food services for the homeless and those living in poverty, including the operation of the city's emergency winter shelter in the former Park Elementary School building.
Textron Aviation has delivered its first Cessna Sky Courier in Canada not long after receiving a key certification in the country on the aircraft. The Wichita-based Textron company announced Monday that it had handed off the twin-engine large utility turboprop to Air Bravo Corporation, a passenger, cargo, and air ambulance flight service business. The Sky Courier freighter variant will be utilized to transport cargo in remote portions of Canada. Air Bravo, founded in 2001, operates out of Thunder Bay, Sudbury, Barrie, and Meaford, Ontario. Business news from the Wichita Business Journal with Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Just a quick reminder that at 10 o'clock this morning, we're going to have a meet and greet if you'd like to come by. It's absolutely free. It's radio station 9111 East Douglas. We're going to talk about Spotlight on Tuscany. Taking a trip to Tuscany next September. I'm going to host a trip, and you can come along with us. So we're going to talk about that at 10 o'clock this morning. Folks from Colette will be with us this morning to tell you all about it and how you can be involved in it. Just come by and say hi.
Yeah.
We look forward to seeing you this morning. All right, Steve, it's 10 in the morning. What's going on in Ted Woodward's life right now? You got any drama going on? I mean, anything on stage? Any performances?
No, I got Gridiron coming up.
Gridiron's coming up.
Next month.
Yeah, it does. It comes up in March, doesn't
yep.
it?
Yeah. So,
which number? How many? This, you know, 55, 60?
This might be my 29th gridiron.
You're 29,
something like that.
You know how many overall gridirons we've had then?
Oh, they started in the late 60s.
Yeah.
So we're running up on 50, 55, 56 years in a row for Wichita gridiron.
Wow.
Something like that.
Yeah. And what happens there, if you don't know about gridiron, is that local journalists get together and they come up with some skits and some funny stuff and they have a great evening of poking fun at all the people out there.
Yeah, we make fun of everything that's happened in the last year.
Everything. And it's all to raise money for scholarships.
Yeah, raise money for journalism scholarships. I've got some funny ideas, I think, rummaging around my brain. I need to write those scripts and get them out.
Yeah, there are certain things that happen almost every year. There are certain people in the audience who are teased mercilessly every year. Sometimes on the same subject.
Oh, yeah. It's always fun.
It can be a little controversial from time to time. And if you are a newsmaker and you go to this, you got to be a little thick-skinned, you know. Be ready to laugh at yourself a little bit.
Yeah, most people are pretty good at that. Some people aren't. We've had people get up and walk out. Yeah. They were being unfairly targeted. Well, that's the way it goes, man.
Okay, today is that's coming up in March. National Thank a Mail Carrier Day. Reminding us that someone makes sure the mail gets through 6 days a week, 52 weeks a year. And the day reminds us just how important mail carriers
are. Yeah, it's very important.
To our daily lives.
Somebody brings my bills to my house.
That's right. Take time out of your day to thank the mail carrier responsible for delivering your mail. When's the last time, buddy, somebody brought you a mail person brought you a big check for a couple hundred thousand dollars?
It's been a long time.
I know.
But I seem to ever get are bills.
I'm conditioned to. Oh, I look forward to seeing what's in the mail every day, even though sometimes it's not very exciting. U.S. Postal Service reports that nearly 6,000 postal employees are attacked by dogs each year.
Yeah, they have to deal with.
Wow,
some not so good.
I probably shouldn't laugh about that because their dogs
run loose and attack them.
Some of those injuries are pretty serious.
Yes, they are.
I shouldn't be laughing about that, but. It's the old story. Keep your animals under control when anybody comes around, whether it's a mail carrier or the neighbor kids. Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Good conversation with Ryan Beatty, Sedgwick County Commission Chair, just a few minutes ago, talking about tomorrow. The County Commission is going to be dedicating, what did he say, $125,000 or $150,000 to help the folks in the cleanup area, 29th and Grove, who were going to be tested for possibly being ill because of that.
As that process continues.
He is kind of over the past few months, kind of, in my opinion, he's got more and more talking about groundwater pollution. He's discovering Beatty's saying, this is a bigger problem than anybody knows, really, for sure. And he's trying to bring a lot of attention to it, which I think is a good thing.
Well, you've heard him mention there's more than 200
220 sites.
Polluted sites in Sedgwick County, and there's some... He just mentioned today that there's something out west that's 3 miles long or something.
I don't even know where that is. Yeah. But he's a good talker, and he'll bring a lot of attention to it. So there you go. Steve, it's 10 in the morning here on KNSS, Super Bowl week. And we'll be talking about that coming up, the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted. You are invited to stick around. Listen here. We have the latest on tariffs. Are they on or are they off? That's coming up. Ted has a look at sports, as always, right, Ted?
Yeah, we got Shocker basketball on the road tonight, K-State on the road tonight, too. So we'll preview those coming up with sports.
Plus entertainment news, the Blur is coming up.
Yeah, we got some good audio coming up in entertainment news in the Blur. I think there's even a segment that Jad will really enjoy.
Yeah.
We got some good stuff coming up. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour, Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.